USA Radio News.
A new report out from the UN's nuclear watchdog expresses grave concern that North Korea is continuing to develop its nuclear program. Colorado Senator Cory Gardner was asked if he believed the North Koreans have stopped testing their missiles.
Well, I believe they have, and from the assessments we've seen, both in public sources, conversations I've had with officials in non-classified settings, I think there's a great concern that they continue to violate United Nations sanctions, violate our sanctions, and move forward with a nuclear program.
Today on Twitter, President Trump said that former attorney Michael Cohen's plea of guilty to two counts of campaign finance law is not against the law and is not a crime. And regarding Michael Cohen, George Washington professor Jonathan Turley says there's one thing everyone needs to remember.
If what Cohen said yesterday is true, then virtually everything he said for the prior year was a lie. And that makes him a very difficult fact witness.
This is USA Radio News.
You knew the risks when you decided to drive drunk. There could be a crash. People could get hurt or killed. But that didn't stop you, did it? You knew you could get arrested. You could incur huge legal expenses. And you could possibly even lose your job. You were well aware of the consequences of driving drunk. But one thing's for sure. You were wrong when you said it was no big deal. Drive sober or get pulled over. This message brought to you by NHTSA.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.